RFK Jr., DNC trying to rig nominating process to get monumentally unpopular Kamala Harris as nominee. By Paul Bois on July 21, 2024. Independent third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has accused the Democratic National Committee, DNC, of trying to rig the election in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris now that President Joe Biden has dropped out. As Breitbart News reported Sunday, Joe Biden issued a history-making decision unseen since Democrat Lyndon Baines Johnson refused to seek re-election in 1968. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," Biden's statement read. "And while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term." After Biden endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to take up the party mantle, Democrats immediately rallied behind Biden and celebrated the decision. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said this essentially means party leadership wants to deny voters their right to choose a nominee in a primary election. "I commend President Biden for stepping down. His infirmities were evident to any unbiased observer from the beginning. It was this progressive deterioration, and his abandonment of Democratic Party principles, that prompted me to enter the race and ensure American voters had a viable, vigorous alternative to Donald Trump," he said in a post on X. Yet the response of the DNC was to try and hide President Biden's degeneration from the American public and disable democracy to ram him through to his party's nomination. "Many Americans fear that the same DNC elites are about to rig the nominating process again to get a monumentally unpopular vice president to step into President Biden's shoes," he added. The candidate closed by calling on the Democrat Party to return to its traditional commitment to democracy and exemplify it with an open process. "Instead of anointing a candidate handpicked by DNC elites, the party should use neutral polling to identify the candidate who can best beat Donald Trump. The delegates should then select a nominee based on this information. If they had done this to begin with, I would not have had to leave the Democratic Party," he said. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his run for president, the Democrats did not allow any debates between the two candidates as Biden swept through the primary. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.